the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And Lundy, it could be a wet and blustery game tonight along the shores of Lake Erie as the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Denver Broncos. Latest forecast at tape time here on this Thursday morning. 80% chance of shower activity, much of that coming in the second half of the game, with sustained winds between 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts upwards of 30. Now, they have scaled back the wind forecast compared to what it was at this time yesterday. They're expecting gusts close to 40 miles per hour with sustained winds north of 20. So I guess there's some positive news here. I'll be curious to see what the impacts are on the field, especially when you're trotting out just a ton of backups. This is like the replacements all over again. No, it's not Keanu Reeves under center for the Cleveland Browns. It's Case Keenum and revenge game. Can we say it? Revenge game? I know he's got like six or seven revenge narratives, but of course he was paid once by the Denver Broncos. So give me a pick on the side. Right now, Cleveland still laying 2 points here. The total was shrunk down to 40.5 from a 42.5 high, and it's right now right in the middle at 41.5. So give me a game score prediction, and again, a pick on that side, hombre.
Well, the good news is, prior to everything being announced with Baker Mayfield, I actually took the Broncos at +3.5 earlier this week. It was one of the first bets that I made, just because I felt like these were two teams that were destined to play an absolutely craptacular Thursday night game for us. I'm going to say Denver wins it 20-17, and in bonus time, I'm going to sprinkle in a little something extra on that prediction. 20-17, give me the Broncos.
Well, and this just in, as we were talking, the line has dropped. The Browns are only laying un punto now, -1, +100 on the Denver Broncos money line, Cleveland at -120, and we have shaved a half a point off the total at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's at 41, -115 on the over, -105 on the under. I think this game is going to be an absolute slog. You know, a pair of sumo wrestlers going at it in a war of attrition. I'm going to say like 17-16 Denver. So give me the under, and yeah, I'm on the Broncos. I got it at +130 on the money line, so I just need them to win straight up. And I tell you what, if they don't win this game with all of the rubbish that Cleveland is trotting out there, you got D'Ernest Johnson starting at running back. It's something like Odell Beckham Jr. has got an uphill battle to even get on the field. Yeah, you get Jarvis Landry back, but it's slim pickings right now for the Browns. And if Denver can't emerge victorious, I think you're right. They might as well just put Pat Shurmur on a ship and push him out into the lake and leave him there.
Just put the whole coaching staff on there. And hell, at this point, with this defense for Denver was supposed to be really good, just go get Jon Favreau from the replacements and let him play linebacker.
Yeah, Mikey from Swingers. I'm in. I like it quite a bit. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's go ahead and dive in some of the player props. And don't worry, folks, we're going to be covering some of the other sports here in bonus time, because we've got a wonderful confluence of all the major sports along with college football tonight. But let's zero in on the NFL. And as you mentioned, it is a game that only a sports bettor or desperate fantasy manager could love this evening. And let's start off with the pride of SMU. Go Mustangs. Cortland Sutton. Now, most books have the line at 4.5 receptions, but it's juiced way to the over. But FanDuel is the only legal sports book that I've seen that has a total a tick higher at 5.5 catches. And I'm still taking the over here, Lundy. And I'm going to get enraptured, enveloped, and seduced by that juice at +124. You look at Cortland Sutton here these last couple of games, 25 targets. He went for 7 for 120 a couple of weeks ago, then 8 for 94 last week. He's going to get a lot of Denzel Ward in coverage. He's giving up a 64.3 catch percentage to his assignments. Cleveland has allowed 9 wide receiver touchdowns in top 5. 5 in terms of most fantasy points surrendered to the wide receiver position, and Sutton has just been the main man, the apple of Teddy Bridgewater's eye. Number one in total air yards, number one in deep targets, a sizable ranking as well in red zone look. So we mentioned on the pod yesterday, I think he's great for an anytime touchdown at plus 200 at DraftKings. And at FanDuel here, I think it's a six or more catch game for him. And at plus 124, I'm willing to roll the dice. So fade or follow, Cortland Sutton over 5.5 receptions. Again, plus 124 at FanDuel.
Oh, God, I liked it a lot better at 4.5. But
you can still get it if you want to pay the juice.
I know, and that's actually what I have. I have it at 4.5 before it got too crazy. Still had to pay some of the juice on it. I'll go with you, but it's only because this game is such a pile of shit that I mean, come on, this is going to be such an awful Thursday night game.
Yeah,
we've had a couple of good ones. The NFL has tried to make Thursday night football something a little bit better. The problem here, obviously, is this would have been a better game if we weren't dealing with all the injuries.
Oh, no doubt.
But it bonus time is going to play into the craptacular nature of this game. I'll follow, and it's primarily because it's basically Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, that's it. That's all the Broncos have. So I'll take Sutton to get those six catches and give you your plus odds.
Oh, drown your sorrows and suds if this doesn't hit, but we're feeling good about the over on Cortland Sutton.
Number four.
All right, moving on. The former Denver Bronco, current Cleveland Brown, and a starter at that for maybe 1 week only with Baker Mayfield dealing with that ding to wing, Case Keenum. And here is the line, over or under 34.5 yards for his longest completion. And I'm tucking on the under, and comfortably so, minus 115 available at DraftKings. Again, I think Mother Nature is going to play a factor in this one with those gusty winds. You combine that, too, with the last time we saw meaningful action from Case Keenum. That was a couple of years ago when he was a member of the football team. And that season, he was number 32 in total air yards, number 31 in air yards per attempt, and number 26 in deep ball completion percentage. Now, you can't throw on the Broncos. They've given up 23 plays of 20 or more yards and 7 pass plays of 40 or more yards, surrendering 7.5 in terms of the YPA. But you've got question marks along this offensive line. It's doubtful you're going to have Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. Even if you do, he's going to be, you know, a shell of what he normally is. And really, he's a shell of what he used to be as a member of the New York Giants. Yeah, you get Jarvis Landry back, but this could be a whole lot of dink and dunk given the conditions and given the bare cupboard in terms of weaponry for Case Keenum. So this seems like an aggressive number. He doesn't have, like a Stephon Diggs or somebody like that to chuck the ball too deep here. So, again, give me the under 34.5 yards, longest completion for Case Keenum, minus 115 at DraftKings.
I don't think he gets to 26 or 27. So you're going to give me 34.5. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I think that's going to be the number. And I think part of the reason that's going to be the case is because I think he's going to be hearing footsteps when he is in the pocket. So I know the weather is not going to cooperate when we're talking about these long passes, but I also think the defense is going to make it difficult on him because he is basically a statue. So underneath on this number and comfortably so.
Yeah, definitely. It's a cold case, dare I say the L word? No, I will not curse our program, but just take the under on Case Keenum, 34.5 longest yards on his completion.
Number three.
All right, moving on. It could be a ground-and-pound game. If the winds really do pick up, if it is a gale force indeed blowing off the lake and it is a, wind-driven rain, Javonte Williams could be a bit of a mutter, but I'm not going to focus on his rush yards prop. What I'm most interested in here, Lundy, is his receptions, because again, I get seduced by the juice, and I'm taking the over on 2.5 catches for the rookie out of North Carolina at plus 150 now at DraftKings. I got it at plus 135. This number, the juice should come down a little bit. It's odd to me that it's juiced this high on the over, because he has done this in 4 consecutive games. And you look, his last 3 games, 15 routes run, 11 routes run, and 20 routes run. Now, a lot of that is contingent on game script and flow, and we expect this game to be competitive from start to finish. I don't think the Broncos are going to beat the brakes off of Cleveland or vice versa. But Williams, a guy that, has reliable hands,
And, you know, Cleveland, you can't throw on them in the short field. So, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, if the winds really do, you know, blow hard, you know, off the lake, he could be reduced to more horizontal action, which is dump-offs to the running back position, including Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. So fade or follow, Javonte over 2.5 receptions. Does the streak continue? Plus 150 at DraftKings.
The only game for the Browns where they did not give up above this total in terms of catches to the running back was the game against your beloved Chicago Bears. Other than that, they give up. They're giving up catches to the running back position out of the backfield. And again, we keep coming back around to the weather, but let's also talk about these defenses. Let's talk about the pressure on the quarterback. One of the ways you get around that, that pocket starts collapsing. Teddy does the quick dump off to Javonte Williams if he can't get all the way through his progression. So I think he gets over this, and I'm absolutely following because this is one that I am truly seduced by the juice. If this were you know, down closer to the plus 100, just a straight money type of bet, I probably would still do it, but I'm definitely getting sucked in by the fact that we're looking at a plus 150, plus 145 kind of return.
Yeah, juggernaut Javonte, hopefully going to make us some cash. Stick around for our top plays on Thursday Night Football, and it's definitely worth a four-finger pour here on this Ash Night Tequila Thursday, plus bonus time.
Number two.
All right, let's get back to TNF, and let's again focus on the Cleveland Browns. Already took an under on Case Keenum for longest yards on a completion, and I'm going to, you know, go with the same theme again here, but on D'Ernest Johnson, under 59.5 rush yards, minus 115 at DraftKings. And D'Ernest Johnson filling in the giant shoes of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. He is the last man standing in this backfield. He's going to split a little bit of work with Demetric Felton, but Felton more of a receiver than a guy that's going to get in get some of the early down opportunities, which Johnson should dominate in this game. Last time we saw him on the field last season, on 33 rush attempts, a laudable 3.00 yards after contact per attempt, but only one running back, James Robinson, is the guy that has achieved 60 or more yards on the ground against Denver this season. That's it. Broncos giving up just 3.75 yards per carry, 94.5 total yards per game to the running back position. I think this number is just too aggressive. I think he's going to get the, you know, the workload, something around maybe 14 to 16 rush attempts, Lundy. But I think he tops out right around 55 to 57, which will just tuck under this 59.5 rush yards number. So fade or follow, D'Ernest Johnson under 59.5 rush yards, minus 115 at DraftKings.
I'm going to follow on it, but I'll also tell you this. As good as the Broncos have been at keeping running backs underneath this total, they have lost yet another linebacker. Speaking of picking up the phone and calling John Favreau, Alexander Johnson out for the season. Second linebacker now for the Broncos to have a torn pec and get knocked out of the season. And Alexander Johnson, while not, you know, necessarily blowing up in terms of tackles for loss, things like that, that's really Von Miller's territory. Even Shelby Harris gets in there in the mix in terms of tackles for losses, which brings those running back total numbers down, obviously, because you're talking about negative yards. But Johnson is just a disruptor. And the fact that the Broncos aren't going to have him now for the rest of the season is actually a pretty big loss. So I think D'Ernest Johnson stays underneath this number in part because we were all, you know, looking up, Googling who the hell this guy was a few days ago, since we weren't really sure now that we're dealing with the injuries. I think that the game script is going to make it. I don't think they're going to get very, I think we're going to slog. This just doesn't feel like 60 yards for pretty much anybody in this contest tonight. So I'll follow and take the under on D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Definitely fading him and fading him hard this evening. I know a lot of people out there in fantasy land are wanting to throw some rotten cabbage at us, but so be it.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, here's another one that we like and seduced by that juice at plus odds. The third plus odds wager we're featuring on the podcast today. Give me the over on Teddy Bridgewater. 1.5 passing touchdowns. He's done this in 4 or 6 games, Lundy. We mentioned the Cleveland secondary has struggled and struggled mightily. They've allowed 7.46 pass yards per attempt, 243.7 pass yards per game. They're saying, okay, that's not that bad. Then you look at the touchdowns they've given up. A 14-2 touchdown-interception split vertically to opposing signal callers. On top of that, Bridgewater, QB5, and average depth of target at 9.7, so he's going to take his opportunities down the field. Hopefully the ball won't float on him, given the winds, but he's QB9 in adjusted completion percentage. What we do know about Bridgewater is this. He is aggressive, and when you have Courtland Sutton playing at such a high level, and you got Noah Fant that can be a game-breaker, and you know he loves Tim Patrick inside the red zone, I think he's going to get two touchdowns one way or another here through the air. So fade or follow, Teddy Bridgewater over 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 124 at FanDuel.
Oh, you dangle that bonus drink in front of me. You think just because it's BOGO for happy hour that I'm going to get drunk with you. Not so fast, my friend. I say under on this one. I actually think he finishes off with one. But it comes back to, for me, Brad, it comes back to the fact of what you and I both said we thought the score was going to be. I had Denver scoring 20 points. You talked about Denver with 17. I think it happens one through the air and one on the ground. One if by land, two if by sea. I think it's one. I think it winds up being one of each. I do agree that the one through the air is going to go to Courtland Sutton. We gave that out as a bonus pick earlier this week, plus 200 for an anytime touchdown. But I think Teddy winds up tucking underneath this just because this is going to be such a low-scoring affair.
All right, let's try to whittle down the bankroll a little bit more here, Lundy. I say that.
let's hose everybody.
Yeah, let's just go to zero tonight. What do you got for me? Look, again, we've got all the major sports going. It's bonus time. I know you got a lot on your plate.
Well, I got a few for us. First of all, yesterday in bonus time, or actually as part of a hump day hockey, we actually hit on the over on the ice between Boston and Philadelphia. The over and under was 6. Philly scored 6 by themselves. So let's go with another over under with the Blackhawks. They are hosting the Vancouver Canucks. The over under is sitting at 5.5. I will take the over in that one because Marc-Andre Fleury, who is now between the pipes for Chicago, in the 3 games the Blackhawks have played, he has given up 4 goals in all 3 games. So that already gets us most of the way that we need for that over 5.5. College football tonight. SMU is going to roll tonight. All this team does is score. So I got 2 for you. I'll take SMU minus the 14 on the total game, and the halftime spread is minus 7.5, and I think SMU will be up by double figures by the time they get to halftime. DraftKings has a boost for you tonight on this Thursday night contest that I like. Denver to have 3 or more sacks on Case Keenum. They've got that boosted up to plus 110. I think that Denver can cause some pressure. I think they're good for at least 2, so with the plus odds, I'll take the chances that they get the third. And Brad, I mentioned that I was going to try to correlate my my score prediction with you. DraftKings plus 1,000 for this game to go to overtime, and I'm putting a half a unit on this thing to perhaps see an extra frame where Brandon McManus wins it on a field goal in OT. So I'll throw a half a unit at plus 1,000 for this absolutely crap game to get dragged on even longer.
Oh, I love it. I'm here for the overtime. I'll be blackout drunk by the time we get there. Just try to muster the energy to be entertained for 4 quarters. But yeah, if we have a bonus frame, why the hell not? I'll take another shot there with you. All right. I'm going to work in another couple of picks here in this game. You know, remember I talked about Courtland Sutton yesterday, anytime touchdown. I mentioned that earlier, plus 200. And hey, it could be an all SMU night if Sutton goes off, right? So I'm here for that. Give me Javonte Williams over 13.5 yards on his longest run. He has done this, Lundy, in 5 consecutive games, and with ease over the last 3. He had a 30-yarder against Vegas, 49-yarder against the Steelers, 31-yarder against Baltimore, and I think he'll get at least a 14-plus yarder tonight against those Brownies. Just so explosive in the open field. So I like that one quite a bit. And one other one that is yet to populate, but keep your eye out on it. Anything tied to catches for either Jarvis Landry or Demetric Felton. Now, Landry is expected to be activated off of IR and will play tonight, according to NFL Network. And if he goes, again, he's kind of the only game in town here operating out of the slot. I'm expecting his line maybe 4.5, 3.5 receptions. I take the over on that. And Demetric Felton is going to work inside you know, the slot, maybe get shifted outside, getting motion out of the backfield. He could see a nice little uptick and target share as well. So pay attention. If it's like 1.5 catches, oh, yeah, pound the over on it with the sledgehammer, or even 2.5, I would be entertained by that as well. Let me work in an NBA two-legger. I'm 0-2 on these, Lundy, so I'm due. It's very early in the season, and I already hate the NBA. But two big parlay, plus 144 if this cashes. Pat Connaughton, the marksman for the Milwaukee Bucks, who had, what, I think 4 or 6? He had a lot of threes in the opener against the Nets. All I got to get is two made triples out of him on the road against the Heat tonight. I pair that with a Luka Doncic steal. I need one steal out of Luka. He averaged exactly that on a per-game basis last year. So Connaughton hits two triples. Doncic gets a swipe. That's, again, plus 144. And hopefully I'll get off the schneid and make some money in this stupid NBA. I got to stop doing these two-leggers. They're killing me right now.
Just keep throwing darts. Yeah. Eventually you'll stop, like, hitting the wall and actually hit the dart board itself. I don't know if you're going to hit the bullseye, but you might eventually hit the board.
Yeah, well, right now, I don't think you want to stand too close to dart board because it could be an absolute miss and you've got a needle in the temple. That's, I can say that right now. Oh, with that, that's a wrap on this edition.
Better than pin the tail on the donkey. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Of the Fade of the Noise podcast, please follow Luddy on Twitter, at Nate Luddy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Helps out our show immensely. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.